When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's a special week on the 3 Martini Lunch. We're talking midterms, answering your questions, and much more. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys,
do I sound good?
How
great.
Do I sound?
Do I sound great? How do I sound, everybody? Yeah.
Do your little tap tap. Do your little tap tap. You guys hear that? Everybody. That's what a good mic sounds like.
Coming to you live from Texas.
Okay, everybody. Okay, before we get into all the things about Merrick Garland yesterday and all of the hullabaloo with the Mar-a-Lago raid, we first want to remind everybody, we mentioned it earlier this week, that Nutrisystem.com/meals right now is having 2019 pricing on the Nutrisystem for Men plans. So this is kind of super exciting because if you're a person, if you're a woman who is married to a guy who you've been like, you know, you're getting a little paunchy, I'm worried about your health, I just care about you and want you to be healthy, please lose some weight. Please get healthy. Now you have something in your back pocket that can help. And it's a special man plan is what I like to call it. Nutrisystem for Men, which gets them their breakfast, lunch, and dinners, their snacks. Everything is delivered for free. The shipping is free. They can eat up to 6 times a day. Their blood sugar levels are completely measured out, which is the secret to getting them to lose weight healthily, like 1 to 2 pounds a week. And so check out all the information right now, Nutrisystem.com/meals. And you're going to see that 2019 pricing. So if you are worried about your man, don't worry. Just get Nutrisystem.com/meals, you guys.
Don't worry. And you guys check out our website, TricksOnRight.com. Bookmark it. Why haven't you done that yet? If you haven't done that yet, what are you doing? Come on.
Hello.
Do it.
So Merrick Garland finally decided, hey, maybe I should make a public statement about all the hullabaloo that's happening. And so he finally did that. It ended up answering maybe like 1 or 2 questions vaguely, but mostly nothing was really offered in his, I think, 7-minute, not quite 7-minute, not press conference, but address to the press.
Yeah, after he was 30 minutes late.
Yeah, it was more than that, wasn't it?
I just know he was completely late. It was driving me insane because I was driving, waiting for him to come on, and I was going to do something. And I'm like, these people have no like regard for anybody's time. And then he does like what a like you said, like a 5-7 minute statement after keeping us waiting for all that time. What a jerk.
He is such a jerk. And we're obviously not going to play the whole thing, but I do have like the 2, I guess, most important clips, and we'll get to those in a second. But before we do that, I wanted to just revisit a conversation that we had yesterday about this whole wordplay by this administration about the inflation rate being 0 for July, which was so infuriating. Like, I don't know why I'm so super extra mad about that, but I am. I'm super extra mad about it. And Frank Luntz, who is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, he is also pretty upside down about it. And so I thought his little rant about it was worth kicking off the show with today before we get into the Merrick Garland thing so we can just kind of wrap up that conversation. Watch.
For more on this inflation and really the administration's response, I want to bring in pollster and political strategist Frank Luntz. Frank, you don't like this at all. You think this was a terrible, terrible mistake, it sounds like. Why?
It's because it's cynical. It is a destruction of the meaning of words. It's Orwellian at its worst. It's the kind of job that I do as a language guy, as someone who tries to find the words and phrases to connect to the American people. But as a pollster, I know how much it plays into our belief that we can't trust our elected officials and we can't trust our institutions. You know, we've been polling this issue, and the American people think that it's harder now to make it, to get by. More than 70% of Americans have trouble making ends meet. one out of four literally have trouble paying their bills at the end of the week or end of the month because of inflation. And for Joe Biden to redefine what that means and to attempt to do it for the word recession is really the thing that the American people should be angriest about.
Yes, I completely agree.
And they are. They are angry.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it doesn't matter how many times you try to redefine it or massage it or whatever. People are still living in reality. He doesn't live in reality, but we do. So people are pissed.
There's fights on TikTok about that. People are still defending this, saying, well, what he meant was that there was 0% increase from June to July. That's not what he freaking said. That's not what any of them are saying. So
right.
You can like make up what he meant. The words that are coming out of his face are lies. And that's what has me so fired up about it. So mad.
Yeah. And his minions are doing it too. His henchmen are doing it too. All of his little media henchmen are out there just running with it. And they're like, oh no, but it's zero. It's zero, you guys. It's zero. Everything is great. It's all great. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. You know? And this is what they're trying to do. Because they want everything to be fine. They want so desperately for everything. They want this guy to have a win when he in fact sucks monkey balls.
Every last monkey ball, by the way.
Every single one.
Okay, so we need to get to the Merrick Garland stuff. But first, just want to remind everybody, huge shout out to the wonderful people at GenuCell, who are, by the way, our title sponsors for Camp Tono, for our meet and greet coming up in less than a month now. They are our title sponsor, and they are going to be amazing. We're going to have some representation there from GenuCell. Very excited to meet them in person. So just wanted to give a shout out and remind you that if you have not tried their amazing skincare yet, now is a great time because there's huge discounts, GenuCell.com/chicks. Okay, so I've got a couple clips of Merrick to get to. The first one, I think, is him talking about the fact that like moments ago, and maybe this is why they were late. I don't know. They wanted to make it official. He says, moments ago, we've asked for the warrant and the inventory list to be unsealed.
Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
So that was that. He's saying we've said, okay, courts, unseal everything because Trump has confirmed that this happened. We were trying to keep it on the DL, but he made it public. And so now we think everything should be public. And I don't know why it took so long for him to make this statement, but it did. So that's the first clip I have. The second is where he tells everybody that he was actually personally involved in this, even though there were Department of Justice officials before he went live saying he knew nothing about it. So they can't even really get their stories straight about this, but this is what he said in the official presser.
There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. the men and women of the...
Okay, blah, blah, blah
part. Oh, no, God, his feelings hurt. They're going to raid my house now. They're going to raid my house. Like in 3, 2, here it comes, you guys. Because, oh, no. He got his feelings hurt, you guys, after all the shit they've done over the past couple years. Now he's like upset about that. You know, because we, listen, it's, we have reason to doubt what his department has done and what the FBI has done. Of that, they have given us reason to go, you know what? There's some shady stuff going on there. Some shady stuff. Don't give us reasons. You know what I mean? Don't go after conservative moms. You know, don't do that kind of stuff. And then maybe people wouldn't doubt you. Maybe people wouldn't like say mean things about you. Oh, violins. You know, I mean, I'm just like, seriously. Also, he is a miserable human being. Does he not look like he's just like completely miserable? Am I the only one? Am I the only one?
No,
that
and in fact,
that?
Laura Ingraham said the most hilarious thing about him, which I'll play in a second. But I did want to make a point too, because he was very, you know, outraged about how dare people accuse the FBI of doing anything, you know, improprietary or anything untoward. And like, where was he? Where were Democrats when cops were being absolutely disparaged for the last couple of years? No, everyone was ripping on the cops and saying that they needed to be defunded. You don't get to now all of a sudden be like, oh, you can't say mean things about the FBI. Yes, we can. Because you go back to the Steele dossier and then you try to tell us that we don't have reason to have doubt. Give me a break.
All the crap they've done. But listen, you can make fun of cops all you want, but just don't be mean to the FBI.
Right?
I mean, these people are unbelievable. It's unbelievable. My God. Yeah.
It's so infuriating. Okay, but here's what Laura Ingraham said about his face.
Doesn't he look like a guy who just got a lot of wedgies in like sixth grade? I'm sorry. I'm going to be forever grateful to Mitch McConnell for keeping that apparatchik off the court. Today, he said a lot of nothing. He changed no minds about the propriety of this raid, not a single one. Now, what we've witnessed this week, including today's 5 minutes of nothing, is a sham. It's a total embarrassment for America.
He's gotten a lot of wedgies.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. And did we not dodge a bullet with him not being on the court? We dodged a total bullet, you guys. Could you imagine if he was a Supreme Court? Could you imagine?
I cannot.
Oh, my God. I kept thinking that. Yesterday, I'm like, we dodged a huge bullet. Like, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because wow, you know? And yeah, all the wedgies. All the wedgies.
Well, and we've got some more analysis to get to. And of course, Trump's reaction to all of this. And first, I want to just remind you guys that if you've not signed up for your subscription to Acre Gold, this is the cool way to stockpile your very own stash of gold, which hedges against market downturns or whatever's going on. You know, you've got diversity in your financial portfolio when you choose to buy through Acre Gold. And it's really handy because you don't have to like fork over a bunch of money all at once to get yourself a bar of gold. You can earn it as you go, kind of like a layaway plan. You can do $50 a month. You can go all the way up to $250 a month if you want, and they will send it straight to your door. You can put it right in your safe. You can hold it and caress it. It belongs to you, and you know you have it for the long haul. And we like Acre Gold because of that subscription model. You can check out all the details, getacregold.com/chicks.
And you guys, check out our locals page, and our locals peeps are like very exclusive locals peeps, chicksontheright.locals.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So the very first response from Trump about like immediately, not immediately, but shortly after Merrick Garland's address was really odd to me because it was so short and nonspecific. Now he's come out with a larger statement since, but the first statement, which was, Charles Payne. I was watching Fox when Charles Payne was on and it came through, the statement from Trump came through on his show in real time. So he reads it. And what you're about to hear is it in its entirety. Here it is.
Former President Donald Trump just stating, quote, my attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully and very good relationships had been established.
That's it. That was the whole statement. And I was like, okay, yeah. Well, that doesn't really say a lot. And so then that led people to have all kinds more speculation because now the questions started firing up again. Well, Merrick Garland said that Trump's attorneys got the warrant, they got a copy of the inventory list. So why won't Trump just release it? And so there was a CNN panel, which was kind of suggesting that Merrick Garland was calling out Trump and kind of just, you know, basically saying, we're calling your bluff, Trump. You're acting like this was like a super unprofessional, horrible raid. But if it was, you could just say all the things and yet you're not. So this is what the CNN panel is talking about right here.
Sounds like a big deal coming from the attorney general. Is this unprecedented? How rare is it to request that this be made public?
This is a remarkable and unusual move, Victor. We essentially just saw Merrick Garland call Donald Trump's bluff. And here's what I mean by that. In the wake of this search warrant, Donald Trump has two documents, he and his lawyers. One is the search warrant itself with whatever attachments, and the other is this inventory or this receipt. Now, those documents are going to have important information about the search. These are the documents that people have been saying, well, if Donald Trump wants to make an issue of this, he should release them. What Merrick Garland just said is, we, the DOJ, are going to release them. We're going to go to the judge. We're going to ask the judge to unseal those documents, meaning make them available to the public, because DOJ policy is they will only speak about things that are on the record with the court. So essentially, Merrick Garland just said, okay, Donald Trump, you're not going to release them. Well, we're going to do it. We're going to put those documents in front of the American public.
So no sooner does he say that, then Trump comes out with a much larger statement, right? So now he said, and he put this on Truth Social. He said, not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I'm going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents, even though they've been drawn up by radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done for the last 6 years.
I love it. Love it. It's like, release the hounds.
But it still makes me ask the question, why doesn't he just release it all? Is he waiting to see if the versions are the same? Like, what is going on?
Maybe he is. Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. This is the thing. We're just kind of like waiting to see, right?
Yeah. It's like a cat and mouse. It's a chicken fight, essentially.
You're right. It is like a cat and mouse like game is what we're waiting. Because we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. It's just, this is all so crazy. And if it is about documents, like how freaking crazy is this, you guys?
Yeah, they're saying on Daily Mail that they're looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons. Why would he keep that? Like, why would he want to have those things?
But even if he did, and it was something like by accident, or if he had it or whatever, and they dealt with it in this way, and Merrick Garland even got up on that podium and he said, you know, we would have done it, like we could have done it differently, or there are other ways we could have dealt with this, but we didn't, kind of a thing. You know what I mean? If it were any other president, they would have. If it were any other person, they would have. I mean, I believe that. I just believe that they're dealing with him differently because of who he is. I truly believe that in my heart. And I mean, I know I'm not alone in that. So, I mean, if this is about documentation, people are going to be pissed.
Well, yeah, Hillary Clinton took legit hammers to her androids.
Right.
I mean, like, legit hammers were taken. And it was proven that she had all kinds of classified documents that she was mishandling. And
she destroyed it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
she destroyed it. Exactly.
Right. And right now, Hunter Biden is on vacation.
Oh my, in a $20 million home they're staying at for free because it's some
donor. And Americans, hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying Americans are watching this crap right now in real time. They're watching all this happen and they're like, conservatives, you know, who pay the bill, pay these people salaries, who pay Merrick Garland's salary are watching this. And they're like, seriously, you know, go screw yourself.
Seems a little skewed. Seems a little bit skewed.
And again, here comes my raid. Here comes my raid. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for the helicopters, you guys. I'm just waiting. It's crazy.
You got a lot of land for helicopters to land on.
They're
too,
wait, I know, so. Right? It's coming. I'm waiting, you guys.
Before we get to Karine Jean-Pierre's appearance on Colbert last night, oh my God. Before we get to that, couple quick headlines to just get through. The first of which is sad because you don't want anybody to suffer or die. But Anne Heche, who we talked about running her car into a house and setting it on fire and destroying it, she's going to die today.
I had no idea. Like, I didn't know she was in that bad a shape until I saw that this morning.
Yeah, because her original condition was reported as stable. Well, now she's apparently suffered an anoxic brain injury. She's on life support, and it's only still on because the family is working through whatever organs she may have to be able to donate, because she did want to be an organ donor. So they're waiting to see if there's anything that can be salvaged, and then they will take her off life support likely today. So that's a terribly sad outcome, obviously, to a horrible incident. Apparently there's a TV movie or some sort of something with her starring her that is still going to be released. And honestly, I think that is for the best, because whatever money is made from that needs to go pay for that woman's house that she destroyed.
Right. So, I mean, agreed.
But yeah, it's very sad. And so that is happening today. The other thing is that New York City, this was the oddest headline. New York City is planning on starting to charge next year a congestion fee to any motorist who comes onto the island of Manhattan. So on top of already being like the most insanely expensive city, they now want to charge you for just driving onto Manhattan. $23.
So it's basically anybody in a car gets that.
Anybody in a car. Because they want to encourage, I guess, public transit, although everybody's dying on public transit because they can't control their crime. So what does New York do? Oh, let's just tax people some more. Let's charge people more to be here. They're so freaking dumb.
Yeah. It doesn't shock me, though. God, who wants to live there?
Oh,
right?
God. I don't.
People
I don't
do. I mean, miraculously, people still want to live in that crap hole. Seriously. It's like all of these cities, right? Like the San Franciscos and all these cities that people still go to. I mean, I don't get it. I'm sorry. Give me a big plot of land. I mean, listen, I still like people in
spurts, small doses.
In doses. You know what I mean? But it's like, I could not imagine me, because you and I have been to New York City, and I was trying to explain this to my daughter, because she's like, I'd love to go visit New York City. And I'm like, it's fine. But then I got really close to her and I sat like right next to her, and I'm like, this is what it's like, honey. This is what it's like.
In the restaurants.
Yeah. In a restaurant. This is what it's like. And she was like, oh God. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it's like. And you're not sitting that close next to me. It's some dude that really smells bad, usually like urine. And that's what it's like. But I mean, we could go if you want to go. And she was like, I don't know. Maybe not.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I just thought that was a crazy headline. Okay. So Karine Jean-Pierre was on Colbert last night. And of course, it was just like a love fest, right? I mean, it's just so disgusting. Colbert has gotten out of control. So I've got two clips. The first one is when Colbert is talking to her about her relationship with the press. And because apparently it was one of the goals of the Biden press team to restore the relationship that the press office had with the actual press. So that's what this first clip is about.
Now, came into office 18 months ago. One of the things, the goals stated was to kind of repair the relationship between that press office and the press. How is that going, and how do you do that when some members of the press won't agree on what reality is?
Some members of the press?
Some members of the press.
Okay. Look, I think The way that I see it is my job, our job, is to make sure that we are delivering the facts, delivering what the president's agenda is. And that's our focus. And that's what we do every day. And we really have worked the last 18, 19 months to really repair that relationship. And there's always going to be a give and take, always. Mm-hmm. Always going to be a little pull and tug, but that's okay. That's democracy. That's the, you know, the freedom of the press, the independency of the press. And it's, you know, it's, we see it as an opportunity to really have to be able to communicate to all of you, to all of the American people, mm-hmm. on the work that we're doing every single day.
It's just,
at any point in the interview, she'd be like, "Stephen, let me talk about how I'm black, I'm a lesbian, and I'm an immigrant."
I didn't watch the whole thing because I couldn't bear it. I only watched these two clips.
I'm sure that came up. I'm sure that they came up that she was the first one, right? I'm sure, because that's such a huge part of her identity, especially yeah. with this administration. That was the number one thing they talked about. That's how they introduced her. So I'm sure that came up in the interview because they're so into that. So I'm sure that came up in the interview, right? Identity politics.
I'm sure it did. I can't bear to watch the entire thing. So I don't know for sure, but it would be very, very odd if he didn't bring that up and like try to congratulate her for it in some way.
The truth.
The truth. We want to bring the facts to the American people. You haven't even started. Like, when is that going to actually start? That would be amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The second clip is just her just absolutely just fawning over Joe Biden. It is so preposterous and over the top that it had to be shared.
I think is this. I really do believe that we have a president who has the experience, mm-hmm. Who is committed, who has the core of his conviction. If you think about why President Biden ran in 2019, it was because he saw what was happening to the core values of this country. Our traditions were being attacked. It was being threatened. And he also saw that the little guy, right, everyday people were being left behind. And so he wanted to make sure that we lift people up from the bottom up and really bring out the economy from the bottom up as well and middle out. And that's what you're seeing. This is the work of this president for the last 19 months since the promises that he made in 2019. You got to remember, he was a senator. He was a vice president. This is a lot of the stuff that we're talking about is work that he's been committed to for so long. And now, you know, for example, the Inflation Reduction Act. My gosh, if this gets done, and it will, because the speaker and our leadership is going to make this happen in about 24 hours, it is going to change people's lives.
Yeah, it really will. Those 87,000 IRS agents are really going to change our lives, you guys. They're going to change
armed.
It.
The armed agents.
Here come the helicopters again. Woof, woof. They're coming. They're all armed, you guys. They're coming for you. You're going to change your freaking lives.
Good Lord. Oh my God. Can you even? And it's funny because you were talking about how, you know, her identity, like her blackness, her lesbianism, her immigrant status, whatever. This is related more to Kamala, but it applies to her as well. There was a commentator on with Kilmeade who I think is filling in for Tucker this week.
Yeah. By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but he picked the weirdest week to be off. But anyways, go ahead.
Oh my God, didn't he?
Worst week ever to be off. Oh my God. Continue.
I know. Anyway, so they were talking about, you know, whether or not Biden's actually going to run again because he's like absolutely old as dirt. And so who would the fill-in? And they were talking about how you can't escape Kamala because she's perfectly positioned to be the person. And so they're talking about that. And I love what this guy said on Kilmeade about this whole affirmative action part of her being hired, same thing being true with Corrine. And that's not us saying it. That's the White House promoting it. I'm going to find a black female vice president. I'm going to find a black female press secretary. They do this all the time. So it's not us saying it. It's them. And I love this guy's take.
Quietly disappear, but I don't see that happening.
It isn't. I hear that when you have the party machine behind you, which he will have because he's got the White House staff, that gives a huge leg up on the rest of the field. I mean, there is no John F. Kennedy coming up the, you know, 40 or 41 year old charismatic wonder kid to take the mantle. She still might be the front runner because of the position she has. Final thought.
sure. And I think that if there's anything that the Democratic Party should take away from this is that Kamala Harris is the case against affirmative action. She was hired because of who she is, what her identity is, and it has not worked out. So this is something right. they should take going forward. Kamala Harris is the case against affirmative action.
This is perfect. They yeah. suck at their jobs. Right. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. I love that. That statement is like, that should be blasted everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. To human resources people across the country. She's the case against affirmative action. She totally is. She sucks at her job.
It just doesn't get any clearer than that. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Quick reminder about the great, great folks at healthycell.com/chicks. These are the people, if you are still a person who is trying to swallow down a giant capsule or tablet or pill as your multivitamin every morning, why are you putting yourself through that? Why would you do that? There is absolutely no reason. And the reason that is a terrible idea, by the way, is because you don't even absorb all the good nutrients that you need out of a pill or a capsule or a tablet. But with Healthy Cell, which come in these little gel packs, you just rip off this top, squirt it right in your mouth, and swallow down the jelly goodness that is a packet of Healthy Cell. And they don't just have multivitamins. They've got stuff special for your immune system, like the Immune Super Boost. They've got stuff to help you sleep, which is amazing. So all of their products super, super absorb into your body. They give you what your body is craving. It's so good for you. So good, in fact, that Dr. Peter McCullough, huge, huge fan. He also takes Healthy Cell. So we highly recommend it. You can get more information about it and 20% off your first order when you go to healthycell.com/chicks.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. What is in your sack of whack today?
Okay. It's not really whack. It's actually a little bit good news. But, I guess some people will probably get mad at me for talking about this. But, okay, what? There's a great-grandmother. She's 106 years old. All right. And people were like, what do you want for your birthday? And she, she's had everything. When you're 106, you've basically gotten pretty much everything that you want for all your other birthdays. She asked for a naked butler. and that's what her daughter got her. And I have some pictures, but it probably wouldn't be appropriate to show everybody the naked butler. But that's what she got. She got a naked butler, and he served her sandwiches, and that's what she got. So this woman, she has like tons of kids, tons of grandkids, great-grandkids, and her daughter, one of her daughters, got her this really hot...
Oh my God.
And she didn't realize, she said she turned around and she saw that he had a little tiny apron on, but she goes, oh my God, I just realized he doesn't have underwear on under that apron. And then she was totally delighted about it. So his name is Eddie.
How long did he stay? How long did he serve?
I think he stayed the entire afternoon and served her sandwiches and drinks, and she had champagne. And I could show you the pictures, but basically it's just this really, really old woman, and she's delightful and just sweet. She kind of reminds me of what you'll be like when you're really super old, because she's all smiley. And of course, if we live to be 104 and 106, I'll totally get you a naked butler. And it made me think, we have one of our insiders, Patty, she had a birthday this week, and I don't think she got a naked butler. And I feel like that was a missed opportunity, you guys.
The insider should have, man.
Yeah, the insider should have totally gotten her a naked butler. So, and next year, this may be what I get you. I don't know. But I thought that was 106 years old. They asked her what her secret to a long life is. And she's like, I don't have any secrets. You know, I just, really? if I knew, yeah, she was like, if I knew why I've lived this long, I would tell people. She's like, but I just, I don't know.
But she's like super sharp and everything is intact and good. And wow, that's amazing. Sharp.
She said that she couldn't take her eyes off his chest. Because he was like really muscular and everything. And she said that she told her daughter, you know, her daughter was like, what do you want for your birthday? I mean, you're going to be
her daughter's probably like 80, right?
Oh my God. Totally. And she told her daughter, she goes, I just want a hunky man. Cause her husband died in 1994 and she's never remarried.
Oh my gosh.
Her daughter was like, I'm going to get her a hunky man. And so she did totally naked, served her sandwiches. Isn't that the cutest thing? I know.
I love God bless that story. Her. Just that sweetest. Is a great story.
I know. I it wasn't it. Really whack, but I love it. It made me happy. So there you go.
It's like whack in the best way.
It is. There you go. All right, you guys, bring it in.
It's Friday.
So great, you guys. So happy that it's Friday. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend.
It's a special week on the Three Martini Lunch. We're talking midterms. A year since Biden's disaster in Afghanistan. We'll preview Jim's new novel and we'll answer your questions. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, where I was a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Why the need to remake country music and into what? From there, I looked at art. Art under the guise of totalitarian regimes is so interesting because it seems that Beyonce is doing exactly what totalitarian regimes want done with art. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Florida shows us how to deal with traffic-blocking protesters. President Biden tells Israel he opposes any retaliation for Iran's weekend attack. And some House Republicans are ready to boot the speaker once again. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.